Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Tes Zayin, and today we are going to be learning Se'ifim Hey and Vav. So this is page Kuf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. We are on page 252, Se'if Hey. Tzvi Shenichnas Letoch HaBayis. If a deer goes into a house, V'na'al Lech B'fanavin, someone locks the door in front of the deer to keep it inside. Chayiv, so that person is Chayiv for doing the Malacha of trapping. Na'al Ushnayim, if two people lock the door, Peturim, then they are both Pater. Ein Echad Yochel Linol If one person cannot do it on his own, he's unable to lock the door, and two people do it, chayavim, then they are both chayiv. Says the Ramah, v'im ha-pesach kvar mugufaf, mutal l'na'al b'manal. If the door is already closed, then you can lock it in place. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yotes, shenichlas l'bayis me'elav. The deer just wandered into the house. And even all the more so, you're going to be chayiv if you push it into the house and lock it up. V'nol, haynu shesasam hadelas, afilu b'lo manul. Nol doesn't mean that you have to have locked the door, even if you just close the door without locking it. Kivin she'en tzvi yochel levrach, because the point is that the tzvi, the deer, is not able to run away. It doesn't have a thumb, so he's not able to turn a doorknob. So as soon as you get the door closed, that's it. You've already trapped him. Peturim, d'chsivim, nefeshach techta b'shkaga me'amaretz ba'asosa, v'gomer, v'darshinon ba'asosa, ho'ses kula v'lo'ses m'ktsasa. Why is it that if two people do the act of trapping at the same time, they're going to be potter? Because we darshin from the pasuk that you're only chayiv if you do the entirety of the malacha. V'im kein, kivin sh'kalechav b'nifnei atzma yachal l'nalor, arei kalechav l'nosel m'ktsaso. And since each one could have done the entire act of trapping, and they instead chose to do it together, this is what we call Shnayim Shasua. It's always a patur of Shnayim Shasua, that when you have two people who are able to each do the malach on their own and they do it together, so now they're going to be pater from a korban. That pater of Shnayim Shasua, the Mekor Chaim writes, that's only as far as bringing a korban. But Mida Oraisa, even Shnayim Shasua, is going to be aser. It's just that you're not going to be chayiv a korban. And it sounds that way from the Mesh Chachma as well, the Dirshu points out, that two people do it, they're pater from karis and from a korban, but on a Doraisa level, it's aser for them to do it. Sometimes you have if two Atzala guys are driving them, the two of them will turn the key at the same time, to knock it down a little bit, to knock it down from the level of iser that it is. Ein echad yachol v'chulei. Most assume, I think, not that way, that it's not a daraisa, that it's a drabanan when you have two people doing it at the same time. Ein echad yachol. We said if one of them is unable to do it on his own, and then they both do it together, then they're going to be chayiv. They're both chayiv. Orchei ulinol b'shnayim. Varil kol echad malacha debalavi yula masavda. Then each one is considered to be doing a malacha, because without his participation, the malacha would not have happened. But what if you have a case where one of them is able to do the malacha and the other one is not able to do the malacha, and they both do it? Zeshe yochel chayiv, the one who could have done it on his own is going to be chayiv to say ein b'mamish, because the fact that someone is helping him is irrelevant. Vavi kilu asa kol avad, it's as if he did the whole thing himself. Vezeshe eino yochel, and the one who's unable to do the malacha, pater avalaser, it's pater, he's pater, but it's an iser midrabanan. And we said megupaf, if the door is already closed, you're allowed to lock it. Perish sasum bofen sheinu tzviyachol levrach, if it's closed in a way where the deer would not be able to run away, al kein mutl linol, so therefore you're allowed to lock it. Amanu l'rak shmiru hu v'lot tzida, that the lock is only an extra shmira, it's not an act of trapping. Tekvar nitzol v'yomed, it's already fully trapped. V'chein k'shay atzvi kosher bebayis mutl lohagif es hadeles. Similarly, if you have the deer tied up in the house, you can close the door. V'afilu m'nitar atzvi achar kach, and even if you untie the deer afterwards, ein tzaruch liftoach hadeles k'dei sheyetze, you don't need to open the door so that the tzvi should get out, given to Beheter Sasamadelis, because when you close the door, it was mutter. Meaning, since at the moment you close the door, you were not trapping the deer, so now it's not considered retroactively to be trapping it now that it's loose from being tied up. Si'ivav. Yashav echad al pesach umilo. If one person sits by the doorway and blocks it off, and therefore fills the whole doorway to lock the deer in, yachal hasheni leishav b'tzido. A second guy could come and sit next to him. Va'afilu mamar arishon v'halach lo hasheni patur umuter v'arishon chayev. And even if subsequently the first guy leaves and the second guy is now there blocking the entire doorway, the second guy has not done any malacha. The first guy is going to be the one that is chayev, even though at the end of the day the second guy is the one that's holding the animal in by his presence, but he never did an act of trapping the animal in. Even if his kavana was for the sake of the deer, it's mutter, because the deer was already trapped by the first guy. And then the first guy walks away. This is assuming the second guy stays frozen in place when the first guy leaves. Like the first guy just walks into the house. Or maybe the second guy was further in and the first guy was further out, further toward the outside, so the first guy walks away toward the outside. See, even if he has in mind that he's blocking the tzvi into the house, that's fine, because he's not doing anything. He's not doing any new action. He's just watching, guarding the tzvi that is already trapped. Because if it was the opposite, if the second guy was toward the outside and the first guy was toward the inside, then when the first guy walks out, the second guy would have to move out of the way. And then there would be a moment where the deer is not trapped. And then when the second guy goes back to sit in that spot, he's going to be chayiv. Also, linal is beso kedei lishmor klei beso im yodea sheyesh tzvi betocho. One is not allowed to close the door of his house, even just to protect the stuff that's in your house, if you know that there's a deer in the house. Afal pishein miskavin letzedes hatzvi, even though that's not your intention. David psikreshe v'aser min haTorah. That is a psikreshe that it's going to happen, and it's aser min haTorah. V'kol shkein miskavin b'shvil shneihem. And certainly, if you're having kavana to block the tzvi in as well, in the Sharatzion, he points out, this is not like the Rashba. The Rashba holds that you're allowed to lock the door knowing that there's a deer in your house, if that is not your intention. It's a well-known Shitas HaRashba, that it would be mutter, but the Mishmur is saying like the other Rishonim. Yashav Echad al HaPesach v'lo mil ohu, if a guy sits by the door and does not fill it up, v'yashav HaSheni mil ohu, then another guy fills in the remaining space, HaSheni Chayiv. The second one is going to be Chayiv, Shal Yadon Asatzida, because he's the one that actually completed the trapping. Nichlas lo tzipor tachas kanfek suso. If a bird comes under your cape or under the edge of your garment, after kvar nitzel vomidhu, even though it's already trapped, mikol makom asul likach biyado mishum muktza de balechayim, you're still not allowed to take the bird by hand because it's an animal and it's muktza. El yoshev misham rachetach shach. You could stay seated where it stays trapped under your garment until nightfall. Om yesh lo bais holdech menicho sham. Or if you have a house where you want to leave it, you could just walk into that house and leave it there. You're allowed to open the door of the house in front of the tzvi so it could get out, or to take it out of its trap, as long as you don't touch it, as long as you don't handle it. I mean, you're allowed to touch it, but you're not allowed to move it. Because, I mean, the point is that there's no way sort of letting an animal go out of a trap, nor is but there is an isra of muktza if you're going to be maneuvering the animal. So in addition to the malacha of tzeda, we also always have to be on guard not to violate muktza. So to review what we learned today, in Sif Hei we said that if one person does the act of trapping, he's going to be chayiv. If two people do the act of trapping and one of them could have done it, either one of them could have done it, they're both going to be pater. But if neither one of them could have done it, they're both going to be chayiv. In the Mishaburi pointed out, if one of them could have done it and the other one could not have, the one that could have done it is going to be chayiv. And then in Sivav we said that if someone fills in the gap of a doorway, a second guy can sit there and he's not doing anything even if the first guy leaves. As long as the second guy doesn't do any maisa, he is not in violation of trapping anything. But if the first guy gets out of the way, if the second guy gets out of the way and then sits down again, then he is in violation of trapping the animal. And the Mishnah Berurah had pointed out that if you have a deer in your house and you're aware of that, you're not allowed to close the door of your house, even if your intention has nothing to do with trapping the deer and has everything to do with just protecting your home. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Shin Tes Zayin, Si'if Zayin. Everyone have a wonderful day, and thank you for joining me this afternoon.